Thank you for that. And I'll do a little better job of calling out specific license numbers. Got to get better at channeling Bob.
You're doing great.
All right. So next item is public convenience licenses, which are tab 30, 31 in your agenda. And that is tab 30 is license 5872, Firebrand Barbecue, a restaurant eating place. New license application, as well as license 5888, the Old Field Kitchen in Haines, which is a new restaurant eating place public convenience application. So I'll entertain a motion to approve those two items in one block.
So moved.
Sarah, I'll move. I'll second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? All right, hearing none. This was a vote for approval of license 5872 and license 5888, both new restaurant eating place applications. Dana, how do you vote?
Yes.
All right, Sarah?
Yes.
All right, Rex?
Yes.
All right, and I vote yes as well, so good to go there. Okay, next item, Outdoor Recreation Lodge. We have one new license application before us, license 5873, the Pybus Point Lodge on Admiralty Island, and this is an Outdoor Recreation Lodge. All approvals are complete, pending state fire marshal. So I'll entertain a motion to approve with delegation.
So moved.
This is fair.
Okay, I think that was moved by Dana, second by Sarah.
Sure.
Any further discussion? I'm hearing none. Dana, how do you vote?
Yes.
All right, Sarah?
Yes.
Rex? All right, Rex, you with us? All right, you must have ducked out for just a moment. I'll vote yes, so we've got three and
this
one
abstention.
Oops, sorry, go ahead. Okay. All right, we got Rex. All right, so we've got everybody on. That passes. Thank you.
Chairman.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Director Klinker. Just want a reminder that when you approve things, just make sure that if they have delegation, you just want to make sure you approve them with delegation if the items are pending, just to be specific.
Yep. Thank you for that clarification. And that was a motion to approve with delegation. So once the fire marshal approvals are through, that will be in delegated under your authority to grant that. And that'll actually, thank you for mentioning that. That's going to bring up a later discussion tomorrow about issuance of those licenses for any new on-premise retail outlets. There'll be some discussion about what needs to happen before we as an agency actually give people those slips of paper. So in light of the current situation, so we're approving these things administratively, and then how we actually go about enabling licensees to do these things, that'll be a little bit further discussion. So with that, we get to our delegated consent agenda on new and transfer applications. And this is sub items A through R. And Joan, do you need me to list every licensee? I think maybe for the interest of propriety, I do that and just quickly list through the numbers and the names of the establishments.
I think that's fine, Mr. Chair.
Okay. We'll keep it official for the record. So,
I missed what tab you were on.
Okay, yep, I gotcha. So this is the before us, the delegated consent agenda for new and transfer applications. I'm going to start with license 145, the Botel Bar, and that is a BDL transfer. Next, license 170, Vitus Energy, which is a package store transfer of ownership and location. License 396, Fisherman's Bar, beverage dispensary transfer of controlling interest. License 420, Fox General Store, package store, transfer of controlling interest. License 581, Joe's Liquor Store, package store, transfer of controlling interest. License 1697, Trophy Lounge, that is a beverage dispensary, transfer of controlling interest. License 2097, Route 33, which is a beverage dispensary, transfer of controlling interest. License 2097, a Keystone Development Company. This is a no premises beverage dispensary transfer of ownership. 2362, Bears Den Liquor, package store, transfer of ownership and location. License 2823, Perch Resort at Denali, beverage dispensary seasonal, transfer of ownership. License 5573, Cooper Landing Brewing Company. This is a brewery transfer of location. License 5612, Valdez Food Cash, a package store transfer of ownership and location. License 5883, Baleen Brewing, a brewery license, new license application. License 5886, K&L Distributors Alaska. This is a wholesale general new license application. License 5887, K&L Distributors Alaska. This is a wholesale general license application, new. License 5889, Aurora Point Activity Center. This is a new restaurant eating place license application. License 5892, Corks and Hops. This is a new license application for a restaurant eating place. License 5895, 3 Northmen. This is a new winery license application. And that concludes all of the items in the delegated consent agenda for new and transfer applications. I will entertain a motion to approve these with delegation in one block.
So moved.
Second. Thank you, Rex. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman,
go ahead.
Just a quick question for my own clarification and education. When we have a license that has no premise, these are beverage dispensary licenses. I imagine that these are licenses that are just kind of in a holding and pattern. My understanding is that these would come back up in front of the board for approval and through a reapplication process once a formal premise is designated. Is that a correct assumption?
Yep, you're 100% correct. So in order for a license with no premises to be approved for a premises, that's an entirely new process that would come before this board. Thank you for that. Yep, and good question. One other thing I would like to add, and this kind of gets to further discussion part of the delegation that we as a group will discuss a little bit later on, but I'm going to propose, and we'll discuss this later, that any new on-premise retail licenses are temporarily held until such time as the public is allowed to reassemble. It seems like we're asking for trouble as a regulatory agency and enabling somebody to do something that they've been told not to do by another arm of our government for public health concerns. So while we would be approving these licenses with delegation, part of that delegation will now have the added component of the public health circumstances that will delay issuance of the actual piece of paper. So it'll be there ready and waiting until such time as those folks are actually able to open their doors. So we'll work with staff and licensees to make sure that happens smoothly. I just feel like it's inappropriate for us to be handing out licenses when they can't actually be used, and somebody might be tempted or not understand, being new, that they're not allowed to open up. So we'll have a much richer discussion on that tomorrow. So just wanted to throw that out there. So we got a motion and a second to approve with delegation those new and transfer applications. Any further comments? All right, hearing none. Dana, how do you vote?
Yes.
All right, Sarah?
Yes.
Rex?
Yes.
All right, and I vote yes as well. So that passes with delegation. Thank you. All right, next item is the consent agenda for new and transfer application. So these are items that are not pending any other regulatory or municipal approval and are ready to go. So with the same proviso on new licenses, I'm going to read through this list very briefly. This is tabs or sub-items A through G. So this is a consent agenda for new and transfer applications, starting with license 3895 floaters, a beverage dispensary license, transfer of controlling interest. License 4512, Cassix Brewery, that is a brewery license, transfer of controlling interest. License 4701, Emerald Princess, common carrier, transfer of location and DBA name change. License 5095, Pins, a recreational site license, transfer of ownership. License 5445, Philly's Pizza, restaurant eating place, transfer of ownership. License 5862, Pacific Princess, common carrier, new license application. License 5865, MS Konigsdam, a common carrier, new license application. And that concludes the consent agenda for new and transfer applications. So with that, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Sarah, I'll motion to approve.
Oh, I will second.
Okay, got a motion from Sarah, a second from Dana. Dana, how do you vote? I'm sorry, any further discussion? Nobody wants to talk about the fact that we're giving cruise ships licenses right now.
Hey, Glenn, I just want to point out that there are a couple licenses in there that are kind of a hybrid that have some retail, could have some retail activities given their license type, particularly a brewery, but also they could have production going on as well. So pursuant to your previous conversation or comments on holding off on issuing licenses, there may be some benefit to these individuals having the license in hand, because they would actually be able to do an activity that is not necessarily prohibited under the current COVID-19 lockdown procedures.
Yep. All right. Yeah, no, and that's a good point, and appreciate you noting that. And I think that'll be part of that further discussion that we as a board have. And certainly, yeah, like a brewery license, they would need that license to actually go into production, and we certainly wouldn't want to get in the way of that, knowing how such things work. So that's well noted, and we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to help folks, and part of that's I think being mindful of bringing in a bunch of new people at this point as well, but we want to keep the doors open and enable people to do the good work and keep the economy moving, certainly. So, so we'll try to find that balance. All right. Any further discussion? All right. Hearing none. Dana, how do you vote?
Yes.
All right. And this is for approval of the consent agenda. Sarah.
Yes.
All right, and Rhett?
Yes.
And I vote yes as well, so that passes. Thanks, everybody. Okay. Next item before us is tourism license renewals, and we'll take this in two parts. First part will be renewal applications for licensees with 2018 and 2019 NOVs. And that's items A, one, sub-item 1 and 2. So this is license 5338, the Bridge Lounge in Soldotna. And they had a violation in 2019, license 5470, Cantwell Lodge and Longhorn Saloon. And that they had a violation in 2018 as well. So those two tourism licenses need to be considered separately from the renewals as they've got NOVs. So I'll entertain a motion to approve renewals of those two licenses.
So moved.
All right. Anybody care to second?
I'll second. This is Sarah.
Okay. And Director, do you need delegation on these, or are they good to go?
I believe this is Director Klinkhart. I believe we are good to go on these. I spoke with the enforcement as well, and I think they're also on board.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. So, yeah, this is an approval without delegation. So we've got a motion and a second. And Dana, how do you vote?
Yes.
All right, Sarah?
Yes.
All right, Rex?
Yes.
Okay, and I vote yes as well. This next tourism renewals for licenses without violations, I have a license in this group, so I will recuse myself if we want to take it as a large group and pass the gavel to Mr. Rex, if you want to take over on this one item.
Okay. So if you guys can make sure I walk through this correctly, do we want to take these one at a time, I assume?
Yeah, if you want to just, for the record, just read through the license number and name, and that way we can get it on the record and we'll take them as one big lump.
Okay, so I'm going to read tabs I'm just making sure I'm scrolling through them properly here.
Should be starting at tab 35.
Correct. Okay, so we'll start with license number 67, Piper's Restaurant and Lounge. And this is a tourism license. And then license 1016, the Alaska Inn and Lounge. Then we're at license 1036, Slippery Salmon Bar and Grill. License 1096, Sunrise Inn. License 1400, Anchor Inn. License 1758, Last Cook-Off. License 1859, Uptown Motel and Louis. License 2184, Point Lodge, Alaska. License 5237, Uptown Motel, back door left. License 2424, Sophie Station Hotel. License 2633, Lynx Creek Pizza in Denali Princess Lodge. License 3002, Eagle Crest Dining Room and Lounge. License 3074, Wedgwood Resort. License 3113, Trail Lake Lodge. License 3290, Grand Aleutian Hotel.
Hold on.
And then license 3290, Grand Aleutian Hotel, Chart Room. For note, that's the same physical address, but two different locations upon their property there, it looks like. License 3316, Fairbanks Princess Riverside Lodge. And license 3320, Fairbanks Princess Riverside Lodge. The same location, physical address, cited here. License 3370, McKinley Denali Salmon Bake. License 3445, Hotel Alyeska. License 3446, Seven Glaciers Lounge. License 3461, Puddle Jumper Saloon. License 3616, Wedgwood Resort, Bear Lodge. License 3794, Excursion Restaurant. License 3823, Resurrection Roadhouse. CATC, Alaska Tourism Corporation. License 3999, Alaskan Steakhouse and Motel. License 4035, Midnight Sun Bar and Grill. License 4236, Hilton Garden Inn. License 4354, Homewood Suites. License 4379, the Station Bar and Grill. And license 4387, Gold Country Services. License 4419, the Pool Room. License 4556, Gilpatrick's Hotel, Kidnap. License 4611, Buskin River Lounge. License 4618, The Kine Inn. License 4774, Embassy Suites Anchorage. License 5106, Annie Mae Lodge. License 5129, Prey Bar and Eatery. License 5130, Denali Basketball. License 5139, Silver Gulch Brewing and Bottling. License 5180, Locals. License 5282, Anchorage City Limits Lofts. License 5289, Seldovia Boardwalk Hotel. License 5334, Gnome Nugget Inn. License 5430, McGivney Sports Bar and Grill. License 5455, Sushi on the Fly. License 5466, Boar Tide Deli. License 5619, Denali Bluffs Hotel, Turkey Moose. License 5631, Tailwind Concessions, Tailwind Juno LLC. And last, license 5649, Tailwind Concessions, Tailwind Juno LLC. And I guess we're going to look for a motion to accept all of those license numbers as a whole. Do we have a motion for that?
Excuse me, through the chair, this is Carrie, the Records and Licensing Supervisor. I just wanted to point out a few things that I think Mr. Leaf might have missed. First of all, the first license in here should be license number 10, which is Al's Alaskan Inn, and then there should be license 1016, C Alaska Inn and Lounge. And then also further on, the Grand Aleutian Hotel chart room is actually license number 3301. That was a typo on my end. I apologize.
Okay, thank you, Carrie. Thanks for that.
Hello.
Do we have a motion to accept those licenses, those tourism licenses, as read?
So moved.
I'll second. Sarah.
Hello.
I think we have someone wanting to speak.
All right, if you're with the public and you'd like to speak at this time, we're not taking public comments just yet. If you could mute your phone and stand by, we will entertain public comment here at a different time later on in this meeting. Thank you. And
hey,
hello.
Are we up for discussion on this motion yet, or we have a first and second, right? We can talk about
it a
little bit.
We have a first and second? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I was just wondering, so these tourism licenses are based on, they actually also have, like, rooms or a hotel or something attached to them, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, based on however many people live in the surrounding areas, how many rooms they have to have, right?
Correct, based on the population matrix.
Okay.
So, to further clarify in my own mind, then these are subject to the population limit or are not? And can somebody clarify for me a little bit better the tourism designation?
So this is Glenn. I'll chime in since it's a general topic. Under the tourism license designation, there are two ways to get that. One is maintaining a requisite number of guest rooms, the number of which is dictated by the population of the local governing body or the area the license is in. So in a smaller area, you wouldn't need to have as many rooms available, whereas in a larger area, such as Anchorage or Fairbanks, you would have to have significantly more rooms available to get that type of license. The other condition that these licenses are granted are on airports that are for service to the traveling public. So it's basically hotels or airports.
Yeah, this license is kind of confusing to me as to why we even have this separate license, but maybe tomorrow, Glenn, there's a time we can talk more about tourism licenses and kind of the restrictions for those businesses.
Well, and this is where Bob might want to chime in here. So the challenge historically in the state has been, given that there's a population limitation that Dana referred to, which is the 1 in 3,000 for license density. And given that our population is relatively small due to the number of tourists that used to come to our state, so maybe not this year, but on normal years, that there was the creation of the tourism license in recognition for there was a distortion of population as it defined the license density for regular BDLs or other license types versus what would be a special tourism license. And in certain areas, those license types wouldn't have been available, particularly in smaller coastal communities that had a disproportionate number of tourists relative to people that live there. So that's kind of the history of that license type in a nutshell.
I understand that. It just seems maybe it's just causing too much confusion. I don't know. I just look at this and think, can we just grandfather all these people in as a regular license and just forget this license altogether? I mean, these things based on population are so difficult. I mean, just in other licenses, like here in Soldotna, we don't have much of a population, but in the summertime, we have like millions of people down here. And we're so limited by how many, you know, alcohol licenses we can have. Well, if we were based on population in the summertime, we could have, you know, infinite amounts. But in the wintertime, the actual people that live here, you know, limits us. So it's just very strange how our state decides who and where we can have these licenses and how we kind of, anyway, it just seems like we're kind of putting ourselves in a box in a lot of these licenses. And I don't know when the appropriate time is to bring that up or discuss it, but I just see it really just very difficult for industry. People in the restaurant business and in the bar business, you know. But, yeah, I would love to hear from Bob Klein on that. And I know this probably isn't the right time to discuss all of that, but maybe we could talk about it in the future. Time would be fabulous.
Well, since Rex has the gavel at the moment, that's up to him. And I think we're running ahead of schedule, so I think we've got a little bit of time if Rex chooses to open the floor to Bob.
So this is Rex. That's a great question, Sarah. Thanks for kind of, you know, voicing in there. And same with you, Dana. Thanks for the question there. For reference for those listening on the phone and for all the board members, you know, under we've got a motion and we've got comments. I'll finish a comment and then we can move forward with moving off of this topic. But under 411-400, Section 3, and then D as in Delta, and then A as in Alpha, it explains in detail how tourist licenses or tourist trade licenses are subject to the population base under that perspective. So if anyone wants to read into that as far as the legislation, that'll explain in law how that is done and when those licenses are subject to that population base. As to further explanation, I'm open. I think it'd be a great idea if Bob is available to speak, Bob Klein, to give us his insight on that in historical perspective.
Mr. Chairman, I am here. I think Rex covered it very well. The one thing I wanted to point out is population limits are one-time things in that when the hotel was built, they had to be in compliance. We don't ask them to add rooms as populations grow. The other issue that Sarah mentioned is something at some point the board and legislature should take a serious look at. Everything we do as far as licensing is based on population. And when you get to the Kenai, population is so amorphic depending on the tourist season and the fishing season that perhaps it's a time to re-examine it. But as far as these particular licenses, they're geared to the visiting public. Over.
Hey, Bob. It's Sarah. I did a little research on my own on this tourism thing, and I found this online story on KCU back in 2017 and this Cooper Landing, the sun rising Cooper Landing, and they have a tourism license. And she was worried in this article that she was going to have to add additional rooms. I don't know if you remember that coming up before the board. It was when Erica McDonald was on the board. And basically, you know, Erica was wondering if the licenses were still in compliance with the law, if they fell out of compliance as the population grew or reduced in size. You know, so they built the place, and, you know, if the population reduces, are they out of compliance?
Sarah, that was a unfortunate scare that staff raised at the time amongst the industry. We did settle it subsequently and reaffirm that the population limit as applied would be on the day the license was originally granted. So that everybody could relax again. That was a very unfortunate incident.
Okay, so would it make sense then just to forget that, I mean, is this something the legislature would have to do to say, look, we're not going to have all these confusing licenses, we're going to get rid of tourism licenses and just give them a regular license? Or is there really any reason to hang on to this, in your opinion?
So this is Glenn.
Same reason.
Sorry, go ahead. Okay, so Sarah, to answer your question, and Bob will probably say something similar, is there aren't enough licenses available under the license density formula that's also stipulated in Title IV. So that gets to the, like, Kenai Peninsula area. I don't believe there are any BDLs or REPLs available. And so to say we're just going to make them into regular licenses, that would be tinkering with that formula, which is somewhat sacrosanct with respect to the regulatory framework. So that was the tourism license was an acknowledgement of that transient license and how we serve the traveling public and still maintain normal license density, if you will.
Right, but we're not really following that letter of the law anyway. I mean, because we're saying, well, if we lose the population, you still get to keep your license. So, I mean, to me, it just seems like we've got all these confusing rules and we're kind of boxing ourselves in. You know, we already know Alaska is hugely dependent on tourism. I mean, certainly now that oil is in the tank. You know, and if we could just eliminate some of these things that are stifling growth or, you know, growth in the industry, just anything that we can do to help, not that I want everyone to go out and start drinking, but, you know, I mean, if we can recognize and say, listen, in Soldotna, we have 800,000 people down here, you know, but we only have 3,000 people living in the city limits. So, I mean, we are in desperate need of growth, you know what I mean, in that kind of BDL industry, as far as I'm concerned. And a lot of people down here. So the tourism license thing, there seems to be kind of this, it's not consistent. And so if we already all admit that it's not consistent, then why can't we just eliminate it and say, everyone that's got a tourism license, we're going to grandfather you in, boom, there's your license. And we're going to forget this population thing or make it different somehow or base it on the tourism that's coming in or something. Because right now we limit ourselves by this population thing.
I have input.
Hello.
Hi, I have input. Can you hear me, Sarah?
Yeah.
Okay, the concern that I have is if I have a license and someone else, if I have a beverage.
Actually, who's speaking?
Yeah. Wait, who's talking? Sorry, this is Laura Pruitt. And if I have a beverage dispensary license that I paid, let's just say hypothetically $100,000 for, and a tourism license opens up, goes through the motions, because I've also had a beverage convenient license. That means that I'm going to serve the influx of tourists here on the Kenai Peninsula as they come through, and then when they're gone, I'm okay with the volume of people. The problem I have is the tourism license for hotels and beverage convenience license for eateries didn't pay $100,000 for a beverage dispensary license. So if you go out and you blanket grandfather everybody in, then you're depreciating the value of my liquor license.
Let me just interrupt you there first, because I know we're not in public comment here, and it was just kind of my... Yeah, no, that's okay. But I totally get where you're coming from and understand that argument, because we've discussed this, I think, even the last board meeting. You know, I mean, times are changing in Alaska, right? Which is why everyone was screaming about the breweries extending the things that they could do. Because Alaskans are saying, hey, we kind of like this idea of breweries and what they offer, a family environment, and
we want them to be open later and be able to do all these extra things. Well, the other people who paid a fortune for their licenses said, hey, no, we don't want to do that. And I'm
right, it's appreciating the value.
Point of order. Well, point of, this is a public discussion at this point. Let the board continue their business. Keep the public comments closed until they finish their business. Thank you.
Agreed. So this is Rex speaking.
Okay.
This topic that we brought up, I think it's a great topic to bring up, great topic to discuss. I think we need to appoint a time in the future to talk and bring this topic back up. Not to prolong it, but we have a designated time, and then we can also give the public notice so anyone that may be interested in the public that wants to come forward can plan on that time and make sure they're present for that time. It's very important, no doubt, and it's something that needs to be well thought out. Sarah, thanks for bringing it up. No doubt something needs to be addressed. So now that we've had a second motion on the tourism licenses, and so Carrie, for clarity now, do we need to take a roll call vote?
Yes, a roll call vote is needed. Thank you.
Okay. So, Dana, how do you vote?
Yes.
And Sarah?
Yes.
All right, and this is Rex, and I vote yes. So it's unanimous. Glenn, Chair Brady, do you want me to pass you back to Gavel then for the
rest? Yes, please. Sure. Thank you for that. Thanks, Charlie. Rex, I sandbagged you with a whole bunch of readings.
No problem.
But okay, so that addresses our tourism license renewals. Next up on the agenda is recreational site license renewals. I'll take this in two blocks again. One first is renewal applications for licensees with 2018-2019 NOVs. And flip to that is a single license. That is license 1314 Anchorage Glacier Pilots. And an unreported change of ownership, NOV, in February of 2018. I'll entertain, that's tab 86. I'll entertain a motion for approval of renewal.
So moved, Rex.
All right, second?
This is Rex, I second that.
Okay, I'm sorry, who got the first?
That was Dana.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Any further discussion? This is renewal of license 1314 Anchorage Glacier Pilots. Hearing none, Dana, how do you vote?
Yes.
All right. Sarah?
Yes.
All right. Rex?
Yes.
All right. And I vote yes as well. So that passes. And did we, I don't think we need a delegation just for, to Director, do you need any delegation on these, or are they all good to go?
Director Klinkert, I think we're good to go, unless Joan or Carrie have something else that I'm missing.
This is Joan. I agree.
Okay.
This is Carrie. I agree as well.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks, folks. All right. With that, we have the other recreational site renewals, license 4567, Lyersville, license 4674, Diamond Bowl, license 5328, the Alaska Airlines Center. So those three make up the remaining three of the rec site renewals. Do I have a motion for approval?
So moved.
All right.
I'll second.
All right. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Dana, how do you vote?
Yes.
All right. Sarah?
Yes.
And Rex?
Yes.
All right. And I vote yes. So we pass there. Okay. Next is delegated consent agenda for renewal applications, and this is another one I need to recuse myself of because I've got two licenses in this group, and I can take the reading if you want, Rex.
I don't mind at all.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll pass the gavel back to you for this one then.
Okay, what tab is this again?
These are tabs. This is the delegated consent agenda for renewal applications.
All right,
tab 89, I believe.
Okay, can you confirm this is we're starting at tab 89?
Should be, yeah, it's kind of a weird one. I think it's 90.
Okay. I will, I'll start off, with, license 263 Coghills. This is the package store licenses. And there's, no reported change since, 4/15 of 2019. License 324, the Seward Ale House.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. This is Carrie Craig Rex, or through the chair. I believe we're looking at the delegated consent agenda, which is a separate spreadsheet for the renewal applications.
So
it should start with license number 40, Alaskan Hotel and Bar.
Okay, I'm going to have to switch over real quick.
And I think it's tab 116. This is Joan.
Tab 116.
I'm pulling it up.
Yep, it is. Yeah, 116. And actually, that is a huge list.
Yes.
And I can't, I'm not going to subject all of us to that unless we absolutely need to.
So this is right. Can we ask, it's going to be licensed. I can read the license numbers and the names of them if we want. For document purposes, or do we want to find another way to condense that?
If it pleases the chair, I would waive reading of the listing.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, this is Bob Klein. In previous meetings, this group was, the reading was waived, and we just read the whole tab into the record. But we didn't enumerate which were on it. We just referenced the tab.
Perfect.
Okay. This is Rex. I like what the predecessors have laid out. Tab 116, delegated consent renewals, as laid out. Tell me if I'm doing this correctly, Carrie, but do we have a motion to accept those as outlined in tab 116?
Yes, this is Sarah. I'll move to accept.
I'll second.
Okay, any nays? Hearing none, we'll go for a roll call vote. Dana, how do you vote?
Yes.
Sarah?
Yes.
And this is Rex. Oh, yes. Okay. Now I'm going to... I apologize for the delay on the phone. I'm having to bounce between screens here. So next on the agenda, Chair Brady, are we going to move next back to... tab 86, and then do you want to step back in, or excuse me, 89?
I can step back in, and some of the tab 89, or I guess it would be tab 90, you're looking at renewal applications with NOVs?
Correct. On page 18, it shows that a license 263 with Coghills might be the first one listed there.
Yes, and I had... teed that up for first thing tomorrow morning, since some of those items
I show like tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
But with that being said, we're making pretty good progress right now, and I want to give us as much time as possible tomorrow. But I don't know if those licensees, we had kind of notified them that. They'd be on deck tomorrow, so I want to make sure they've got an opportunity to speak.
Okay, so maybe alcohol mailbox next.
Yep. And then so I'll take the gavel back. So on the alcohol mailbox, which is tab 123 before you, there were 59 pages of emails received through the general alcohol mailbox, and vast majority of them are in regards to the Creek Bend LLC license, and I've requested that we pull those items out and lump them with the license premise diagram change for discussion tomorrow, and the remaining items we could review as a group. Right now, there were a couple of things that were interesting, I thought. So with that, bear with me. I'm kind of paging through.
Hey, Glenn, I have a question really quick
on
the Creek Bend thing. Didn't we decide at the last meeting that this was nothing that the board should be discussing about? Like, we were just complaining about sound and things like this. Or is there something new now that we have to go back and revisit all these complaints?
Well, so to answer that, or my thoughts on this, so there's two parts, or actually kind of three parts to it. So, we did as a board decide that this was more of a community relations problem. However, with that being said, we now have an AB 14 license premise diagram change request for that licensee that gets to, let's see, and that was tab 7 or 8. And so if you'll read the staff report on that, it gets to a discussion we do need to have about what function a restaurant eating place license serves and how this fits within that context. And I think that's a separate discussion from what we had last time.
When did the license change, diagram change thing come in? I'm just looking at the date. It's back in, when did they request the change?
And Carrie, or through the director?
This is Carrie, I'm sorry, what
application?
Was...
Go ahead, what was the date on that?
Yeah, this is Director Clinkard. I see that it was received by AMCO on July 29th, 2019.
Okay, so it's been a little while, and we have not made a determination on it.
Oh, so this has been before the board, so nothing has changed then. This is just still something we haven't. I thought we told him at the last meeting he was good to go when we were down in Juneau. Bob, I mean, does Bob remember this? I mean, the guy was there with his attorney, Dana, and he said, "You're good to go." Wasn't this what we were doing?
I think that was the renewal. Correct me if I'm wrong.
This is Dana Wilson, the attorney for Creek Bend. Tell me to be quiet if you don't want me to jump in, but it was my understanding that it was supposed to be considered at that board meeting, but I believe Chair Klein directed it back to staff because they hadn't reviewed it and given a memo on the MJ 14 or the AB 14. And so, yeah, this has been outstanding for almost 9 months now.
Yep. Thank you for that.
Okay,
so I think given that there was specific discussion on that license, I had, and knowing that there would be interested stakeholders in a larger discussion, I had teed that one up for tomorrow. And that's so all the alcohol mailbox comments relating to Creek Bend, will pull those aside and roll them up into that discussion, unless there's objection.
Okay, but I just want to say that I totally object to listening to hearing all these Creekside things. I mean, we dealt with this, we decided as a board, unless I'm completely missing something. I mean, this is nothing to do with the board. This is, like you said, a community relations thing. You know, they can call the cops. I mean, as long as these guys are following by the APC alcohol law rules, I mean, we can't, it's not up to us to rule on this stuff, and they're complaining to the wrong group. We already discussed this, so I don't want to spend hours on it tomorrow listening to people talk about it.
Yeah, well, that's a good, so I think where I think we run into a slight maybe call a respectful disagreement on that point is their license type, which is a restaurant eating place license. If you read the statute, the service of alcohol and other functions is secondary to dining. And so the question becomes whether or not the business model that's being proposed fits with the statutory intent of this license type, which is, I think, something we need to discuss.
And Mr. Chair, this is Joan Wilson. That issue did come up post the meeting in Juneau, but I think that's why it's here again, why yep. they are back here again. Okay, well,
so, yeah, as much as we don't...
Like January, so, I mean, they just look like old complaints that were just continuing on from the first complaint session. I mean,
right.
I'm looking at the mailbox, and they go back. I mean, the first one is dated January, so it's like, okay, how many of these, you know, have to do with what you want to talk about tomorrow in this group? I mean, if we're talking about it, it's fine, but I guess I would just... It's going to take a long time, and hopefully Jana will be there to clarify all this for us again as to why we have to deal with this in front of the board.
Well, yep, and I think just, yep. And so generally speaking, this isn't the discussion that I'm anticipating isn't necessarily explicit to this specific licensee, but is more general in regards to how we apply, we as a board apply restaurant eating place licenses. And what we expect to see in terms of business conduct of those license types compared to other license types such as BDLs. So I think that's kind of the larger challenge, and it just happens to be this one's the one that's drawing the most attention at the moment. So it's a more general discussion I think we need to have in terms of governance. So that being said, that's a tomorrow discussion.
Are you opening that up to public discussion?
Certainly, once it comes to when we get to that point tomorrow, there's going to be, as you pointed out, we've heard very loud and clear from the community the issues, but that's not necessarily the discussion I want to have. And we're definitely mindful of those complaints, but more fundamentally, I want to make sure we as a board are doing the right thing with respect to what restaurant eating place licenses can do and whether or not a venue expansion for what is arguably not predominantly dining. That's a larger discussion, and this isn't isolated to this licensee. So it happens to be the one that's coming up, but I think we as a board need to have that discussion, so I wanted to give us time tomorrow for that.
I'm
not interested in hearing all the complaints from everybody, so I'll try to save us of that, but we want to make sure we're mindful of those as well, and we've got them, so...
Okay.
But we're talking about the premises diagram and what that entails. So it's not a clean discussion, I think, unfortunately. So with that, so we're back at the alcohol mailbox, and we're pulling out comments relating to Creek Bend, and we're going to push those to tomorrow. And so there were some things within this mailbox that were.
I heard earlier he was dead, but it sounds like he's...
All right, we have somebody online.
Family member here.
Okay, maybe a reminder to put your phones on mute if you're not speaking. So one of the comments that I wanted to bring up was a letter from the Anheuser-Busch legal department regarding... the specifics of our state laws regarding container sizes and shipping, kind of some other general configurations about label approvals and whatnot. And just wanted to check back in with Interim Director Klinkhart and see if you guys had had any correspondence with on that request.
Hi, this is Interim Director Klinkhart, and no, we have not with some of the other things that were going on.
Okay. I just want to clarify, yeah, I know you guys are busy, so as a regulatory agency, I want to make sure we're responsive to